In the hours after the Pentagon was struck last year, Washington Hospital Center admitted 10 severely burned victims. One died within a few days. The other nine spent months in the hospital's burn unit. Today, they are still working to regain full use of their limbs. NPR's Allison Aubrey has the story of one survivor's slow physical and emotional recovery.
The details of John Yates' escape from the burning Pentagon are murky, but the physical reminders of the event are clear. After nearly a year of painful physical therapy, the 50-year-old civilian Army security manager sits in a newly rebuilt office, his arms and hands still wrapped in burn garments, and recalls the moment Flight 77 crashed.
I just remember flying through the air, and then all of a sudden I'm on the floor, and I can't breathe, and the room went immediately black. Everything was hot. Everything I touched burned me, and I can't get out of where I am.
The next 48 hours, he recalls, is a sort of montage of images, people screaming, medics and firefighters rushing, and the loud stir of the medevac helicopter that whisked him away. The next thing he remembers is waking up in a hospital bed the afternoon of September 13th, third-degree burns covering his body, skin grafting surgeries already underway.
You're as helpless as a newborn baby, and so rehab starts almost immediately. I can vividly recall being in the ICU and the therapist coming upstairs and doing range of motion therapy on my hands, and it is probably one of the most painful experiences I have ever had in my life.
Except, Yates says, for the pain that began later that day when a coworker came to visit.
I can't talk. I got a ventilator in me. So what I'm doing is using my hand, I'm spelling out a name in the air, and she's reading it.
He was trying to ask her exactly who in the office had been killed, so he began spelling out letters of a close friend's name.
And when she realized what I was spelling, she thought I was telling her he didn't make it. And so that was, I guess, the first point at which I had absolute confirmation of somebody that was killed. I wouldn't watch TV. I wouldn't listen to the news. I wouldn't do anything. And it was not until October 11th when they had the memorial ceremony and I was watching it from my hospital bed that I had the first full account of people who had been killed.
This was the beginning of the why me question. Why am I still alive? Even now, as he talks, he tries to wave the question away, but it nags, along with the image of the last few moments before the terrorist attack. He was huddled with colleagues around the office TV, watching the coverage of the World Trade Center.
There were five of us standing there. I was in the middle. There were two to my left and two to my right. And all of them within an arm's length. And I'm the only one that's alive today.
In the hospital, Yates was plagued by nightmares, and it wasn't a short stay. He finally went home at the end of November, and things started to improve, but life was far from normal. It took his wife 2.5 hours to get him showered and dressed in the morning, and even the slightest bump against a wall or a counter would cause instant bleeding. Gradually, with continued physical therapy, life has gotten easier.
I still can't make a complete fist with either hand. My right hand, I can close my fingers down onto my palm, and with my left hand, I have maybe 40% of my range of motion.
Enough to return to work, which he did in June. In his mind, Yates said there was never a question he'd come back. Yates says the events of September 11th may have weakened his body and his spirit, but they only strengthened his sense of duty. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, The Pentagon.